Happy New Year's, guys. We made it. 2020, a new millennium. Yes, we give God all the praises. You know what else we have new? We have a new Facebook group. It is called Let's Talk About It Podcast. Please join, okay? Y'all, please join, because we're going to talk about any and everything in that group. And if you haven't subscribed to us, we are on Spotify, we're on Apple, we're on Anchor, we're on Google. Come on, y'all. All you got to do is download the podcast. And if you don't know how, we'll help you. Okay? All right? Yeah. Guys, we're going to talk about cheating. Some of you are probably cheating now. Why are you cheating? Why are you not home? Answer that. Anyway, we're going to be talking about why do men cheat? Why do women cheat? Why do we cheat? Why do we all cheat? You know you cheated in your past, present, future. You know, we're going to listen to it right now. So stay tuned. Before we get into that, check out this sponsor. Welcome back, you guys. Thank you for joining in again with Let's Talk About It. Today, we are going to talk about why men cheat and women cheat. You thought I was just going to say men?
I was going to get you.
Both. Why do both of us cheat? We have a special guest with us today. I'm going to let her introduce herself to you guys. Go ahead.
Hey, my name is Shauna. Longtime friend. I ain't gonna go back with our history with that.
Tell everybody where you from.
I'm from Greenville, South Carolina. I stay in ATL. Woo! I can say I'm part of ATL, but I still represent my city, Greenville, South Carolina.
You know, I had a friend that just moved there. I had took him there I forgot you're from Greenville because you've been here for so long in Atlanta.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to chat when we're finished.
And I stayed in Charlotte too as well for a couple of years when I left Atlanta, so I can tell the difference with different cities.
I love Greenville.
Oh, okay. We're not slow. Well, they might be slow, but I'm not.
My oldest daughter lives in Greenville.
Okay. Greenville is okay. I mean,
it's about to become the major. It's about to become the major city. It is.
Yeah, it's not as slow as I thought it was. Isn't that BMW plant there?
Yes, yeah. It sits between Greenville and Spartanburg.
I think it's Greer, South Carolina.
Okay.
No, it's in between Greenville and Spartanburg. Therefore, they can avoid the taxes. The Germany figure out a way to not pay taxes.
Well, Greenville is the spot, yo. It's right in, but it's what, an hour and a half from Atlanta, hour and a half from Charlotte.
Yeah.
Yes.
Unlike Charleston or something like that, Greenville is an easy place to find a job.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. I just took one of my friends there a few months ago, and they found a job like within a few days.
ASAP. Yeah. Shout out to Greenville and everybody. If you're in,
The 10th fastest growing city in the United States, something like that.
Okay, didn't know that. Well, before we get started, I do want to give a shout out to an individual that sells all natural vegan lip gloss. Her name is Lexi Bell. We need to support each other. We really do. She is on Facebook under LexiBelle. Again, she sells all natural vegan lip gloss. She has different colors. I know, Shauna, you said you wanted to make a purchase, so I'm going to give you her information this podcast. And Kevin, you said you know her, right?
Shout out to Lexi. Yo, that's my people. Shout out to Lexi, her cousin Kima, and her son Jay. She's a diehard San Francisco 49ers fan. Real good people. Please break bread with her and support her cause.
Definitely do that.
I'm always down for the people.
Right. We need to start supporting each other, y'all. I mean, good heavens. Even if you don't want to buy the product or whatever they're selling or anyone that's selling, share it or freaking tell somebody about it or something. I like the fact that, like, when people think of resumes, they'll tag me, or credit, they'll tag me. And I appreciate everything. Thank you, guys. Also, this podcast needs to be shared and liked and discussed and talked about and followed. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Google Podcasts. We're on Anchor. We're on Spotify. Y'all download the app and follow us.
Support us like you support the Chinese selling them hair and weaves and wigs.
Right, right.
Please let's not talk about that. I'm getting offended.
Some people didn't know what a podcast was, so I did put the definition on my Facebook. But so, like, come on now, it's 2019, y'all. Y'all should know.
Nah, this ain't my first rodeo.
My goodness. I mean, I'm sorry, but Lord. All right, let's get down into it. Shauna, why do you think women cheat? Kevin, why do you think men cheat? Who wants to go first?
Ladies first.
Shauna, why do you think women
cheat? I'll let the man open up the door first.
Okay.
I'm going to open up the door so you can walk in, handle your business.
Lord. That was a good one.
Can I sip on my water first, and then I'll let you go ahead?
Let me just do this. Let me start off with a question. Okay, now, my thing that I've always wondered about, do you think it's cheating when your mate look at porn?
Say that part again.
Do you think it's cheating when your mate watches porn?
No.
If they're more into porn than into you.
No.
You don't think that's cheating? What about you, Kevin?
I think it's not cheating, but you have to be careful when watching porn.
It's a disconnect. There's a disconnect.
I've known people that was obsessed with porn. Obsessed. Like, I think it's a problem if it's just too much.
The reason why I say you have to be careful with the porn, it's like hold on. If you masturbate too much, you're damn near. If you masturbate so much, you almost find it hard reaching that climax with somebody, because you know you can do it for yourself, and you're like, so you got to be careful with that. Too much porn is not healthy.
I didn't think that.
No, when you're 20, you can go back and hit your mate. But once you start going up in age, you can't do that. It's okay to visualize and get yourself right like a strip club. But with the masturbating part coming in, it takes away, and then you got to figure out how to get it back right again. I have porn star friends. I have real life porn star friends.
So what about going to the strip club? That was another interesting point. Do y'all think that's cheating?
No.
Okay.
Just going to the strip club and looking, no, I don't think that's cheating.
Closed-minded person on here. Me and Kevin, never met him, but we're kind of both open. And we face reality of the world, and we're not frigid. We're not prudes.
Yeah, this podcast is reality, pretty much. I mean,
if you get a person on here that is, hey, set in 1960, and they're
we don't want those types. I definitely don't want somebody like that.
No, there are people that still live by that rule.
No, what she's saying is we don't want them on here with us.
Right. I just want more reality, like what we're going through today. Like,
okay.
And I'm going to start it off, since we were going back and forth about you go. No, I'm going to go. When we were talking about why do people cheat, if you have a man referred to as a dog, this is true, and a woman referred to as a pussycat, if you have both of these animals in the house as pets, a dog will take a shit in the middle of the living room, piss you off, because you got to clean that shit up. But a cat will go somewhere in the litter box, dig a hole, take a shit, and cover it up. So, with that being said, Men be sloppy with their shit at times. And women can be so smooth with it. We both do. And we can give all the answers to why this one do it and why that one do it. The end of the day, the bottom line is men and women are going to do what they're allowed to do.
Right. I can agree with that because women do it better than men. It's just natural to us.
No, it's not so much allowed. It's that we get tired of screaming. And if we're locked in a relationship and we really don't want to walk away and something come in our path and we know we don't want to do it, but somebody fancy us and we entertain it. And
I think also, go ahead.
No, we entertain it. We don't want to go because we've been raised in this generation. Now, the 20-year-old generation, oh no, the women are just like the men if they're 20 with the other generation. But our generation is women. We do it because we have screamed, we have said something, we have fought and everything else. Like, hey, please get together, stop doing this, do this, that, and the other. And somebody come along and they fancy us. It's not so much that they call us pretty. It's not even something that blow our head up. It's just we're tired and we just want to be with somebody that can give us peace of mind. And from...
So are you insinuating that the man is the one that's going to cheat first?
No, I said me.
So you're saying you're in a relationship and if you're fed up with the person you're with, you're going to cheat first?
I'm not a cheater. I'm not a cheater. And I even gave them a way out. And I said, let's break up. And they didn't want to do that.
Okay, so you're talking about an individual.
You're talking about a real life experience.
Yeah, right. And I'm still going through it.
Okay, well, how long you guys have been talking?
Like, 2 years. 2 years.
Has he cheated on you?
No.
And how long we got together before you cheated?
A year and 10 months. So the cheating, I just got caught cheating just 2 weeks ago.
You got caught cheating?
Yeah, I was sloppy.
Damn, kitty cat, wow. You didn't even do the litter box thing.
No, I covered up my tracks, but it was...
Well, but why? I mean, it sounds like to me you were saying that you got fed up, you were just tired with certain
because
things.
I didn't feel like they was a protector. They was a protector and besides a provider.
So why not just break up?
No, I told them I wanted out.
Why not leave?
We're not in the same place. I got my place, he got his place. And basically, I told them that in different choice of words. And I said, okay, well, forget it. I'm getting ready to start doing me.
Some people don't know how to let go.
Okay, I understand that. If Shauna, let me ask you. So, y'all don't live in the same place. You got your own place. This person has their own place. And you was pretty much like, look, it's over. I want out. And I'm assuming they said, no, they're not ready to let go. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Oh, shit. Y'all were broke up. They just didn't know. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't cheating.
Because for the simple reason, me being so much there, giving so much. And you know, our relationships are tried. And once you get tired, you get tired.
So what brought you to the point of being tired? Did the sex fall off? Did the communication
It wasn't the sex. It wasn't communication. It was so much of the disrespect of from the other friends, the family. And I said, listen, this is going to put us at ground zero. If you do not start making them aware, we are a couple and you saving face for them. But at night, you coming home to screw me, that's not going to work.
Okay. So you said you guys was together a year and a half?
Yeah.
And then you told him that you wanted out.
Yeah, because I got tired of fighting.
Okay, so from that point on, when you said you wanted out, did the sex end?
Yes. For me.
Or were you... Okay. You and him... What's it? Well, you don't want to say his name. So you guys stopped having sex when you told him you wanted
yes.
out?
Yes.
Well, I don't consider that cheating. So how do you mean you got caught?
Shauna, this guy, if you don't mind me asking, there's something missing here. Like, you said there was the disrespect came from the family. Like, for what reason would they disrespect you? I mean, like, did they not just like you for just who you are? Or
him, he will allow his family to walk all over him because he was too passive.
Oh, he was just that type of dude that let people walk all over him. And they would try to do it to you, too?
Oh, listen. I might look like a model, but you can look at my face and tell that. Bullshit. But they thought I was like precious flower. So.
Is my man a timid type of person when it comes down to family?
No, he just, he want to win the Nobel Peace Prize. I don't care about winning that. He wants to bring peace. I do too, but I'm not trying to kiss ass.
What was he doing to the point that was annoying you after you told them that it ended?
Coming
to your house?
No. I mean, he was good. He was attentive to my son that I'm ready to kick out my home. It was the fact that when I met his family on a couple occasions, which they're in the several states away in Kansas, and I met them in Las Vegas, Kansas, California. I said, I noticed your family think you're Santa Claus. And I said, I'm not.
What you mean by that? I'm sorry. What you mean?
You don't know what that means, Sheila?
No.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Hit me.
When she,
just like the white liver.
When she says, when she says, your family thinks you're Santa Claus. That means he's always giving them gifts. That's what Santa Claus does. Santa Claus give gifts.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yes.
Okay, proceed.
And I said, okay, when I get ready to ask for something, you better not sit there and say you can't do nothing for me. Because we got a problem. Houston, we got a problem.
What's his sign, man? What is his sign? Do you know?
Please don't tell her. Please don't tell her. Shauna, do not.
I need to know that sign.
It's right there with April Fool's Day.
Aries. Is that an Aries?
I don't keep up with the signs. Yeah.
Okay, it's not what I was thinking, because that sounds too familiar. So I'm just trying to figure out, because you said you got caught cheating and you left him alone. So when did you move on?
He never left.
My question,
I told him to go on.
Shauna, Sheila, my question is this. When we started the segment, it was why do married people cheat? Y'all not married. So what the hell are we talking about here?
No, we're
talking
people.
About why men cheat and why women cheat.
Don't let paper put a paper make y'all higher than people that's a couple. On the paper. We're still the same.
What you mean by that? You talking about married and single?
Kevin saying people and people that's not no, on no, paper, no, Shana, but we still a couple.
Listen to what I'm saying. Listen. When we started this podcast, the subject was why do married men and married women? So I thought somebody was married in this situation, but there's nobody married. Y'all just dating and y'all called it quits and you moved on and he didn't. So this ain't really cheating. So my point is, why didn't the topic of tonight was why did married men and married women cheat? When there's no married.
She didn't say married. She said why men cheat and why do women cheat. That
right. Now, if you want to talk about married, we could talk about married. Why do married men cheat? Why do married men meet women and don't tell them that they're married?
We don't have to talk about it now. But what I do know is we talked about it in the beginning because we spoke about how to bring people towards you and how some of them like for people to be married because they know you have to go home.
But well, that's going to fall under cheating. Let's just put married in front of it.
We're just talking about cheating. That's all that is. We're talking about cheating.
We're going to talk about it from every angle. Married or not married.
Listen, at the end of the day, what you described, that ain't really cheating. Somebody just didn't know that they were broke up. That's this.
Yeah, I agree.
So what you got going on, you didn't get busted because what you had going on wasn't cheating. Somebody just didn't want to let go and didn't understand that they weren't in a relationship no more. But they thought they was, but they wasn't. So you didn't do anything wrong. You just, that wasn't cheating.
It wasn't, but we were still together.
After you stepped out and was with whoever you was with, did you and Buddy have sex again after you was with whoever you was with?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, you did.
Yes.
Damn.
Well, then
you
got to
give
cheating.
Us all that. You can't leave that shit.
Yes.
I asked her that. She said, did they still continue to have sex?
No. I just continued with him, but I went continue with the next person.
Yeah.
A little bit there with him, with the other person.
Damn.
Okay, so you went back to him at one point.
It was too much. Good Lord, too much fucking.
Damn, Shana. You was cheating. You're red.
Okay, well,
yeah,
then that's
your red
cheating.
Ass was cheating.
That's cheating. Okay, well, maybe I misunderstood or I don't know. But that's cheating. But I do have a question, Kevin, because we're going to talk about married men and married women. Why do they cheat as well? Because it falls under the category of cheating. But you mentioned that when you go out in public, you have on your ring.
I said,
and women still
When I first got married, I remember going places and women would approach me and I would literally say, in the male version of how Celie said it, The Color Purple, look, I was married now, see?
But did you still entertain?
Listen, when I would tell them, look, I'm married now, that was me shooting them down in a polite way, and they didn't give a fuck. One of them told me, I said, why would you try to pursue when I'm letting you know I'm married? I'm showing you the ring. And her exact words were, I like that because I know you got to go home to her. Like, what? What the fuck?
Right. You could come and like, you could go.
She literally was trying to say her lifestyle is a little too hectic for.
I guess that you could also say that that's a woman that would deal with a married man.
Yeah. That's too much. Listen, to anybody who's ever stepped out on their relationship, cheated or whatever you want to call it, that's a lot of fucking work. Like, it's a lot of work.
True.
You gotta do a lot of fucking work. It ain't, at the end of the day, it ain't fucking worth it, because when you think about the hurt and pain you cause somebody over some dumb shit, it's like, if you ever, have any one of y'all ladies ever smoked a cigarette?
Yes, I have.
Okay, here it goes. Even if you haven't smoked a cigarette in some of the situations I'm about to bring up, just follow me. To people who smoke cigarettes, I can pinpoint to them when they regret cheating. And they always say, oh, for real? Tell me. And I'm like, here it goes. Have you ever smoked a cigarette after sex? And a true blue smoker will say, yeah, I have. Have you ever smoked a cigarette after masturbating? And they'll say, yeah, I have. Neither one of those nuts made the cigarette taste any fucking better. A nut is a nut. Doing it by yourself or doing it with somebody.
That's and true.
When you step outside your relationship, the minute you fucking you orgasm or nut and roll over and smoke that cigarette, even though that person is next to you, the first thing in your mind you say to yourself is, man, what the fuck did I just do?
Yeah. I think it's because of wanting to try something new and different.
Mm-mm. I've seen some white boys lick the back of a frog. I don't want to try that new and different shit.
Oh my gosh. I mean, but do you think people get tired of the same old, same old?
No.
When you're younger, you can get tired of some shit. But when you're older, you come to the understanding that loving somebody and having sex with somebody you love is more than just a physical thing. It's some shit that just sometimes words can't describe how beautiful this shit can be.
Yeah, but both of you gotta think on that same term. One person can't want that more than the other, or it's just not.
You are absolutely correct. And if you think about all your past relationships, the number one thing that you didn't do was communicate. Like, you can say, we did a little communicating, but communicating, like being completely honest with somebody, man, that shit is rare. Telling them what you like and what you don't like in the bedroom. Telling them what you like and what you don't like in every day. Or like Shauna said, telling your significant other, hey, don't let your peoples play with me. And if you love them, you would check whoever. Tell my mama, watch how she talk to you. That's bae.
Right. I think that's why I moved on from my marriage and my relationship. Because some of the things that you guys pinpoint, it just hit it right on the head. And it just kind of just turned me away from just that individual.
Thank you.
I agree with y'all so much, because when I look at the 20-something me, a savage, a fucking savage it was. Because a sex with a woman 2 weeks tops, then I became bored. Literally.
That's interesting.
Listen, man.
I can be bored as well. Trust me. I'm a woman in a man body.
It's not that you're a woman in a man's body. It's just you're being honest. Because listen.
Oh my gosh. Why did I thought about I'm sorry, Kevin. I just gotta say it. I thought about that same thing you said today. I am a woman in a man's
body. No, you're a man in a woman's body. You're saying it backwards.
Well, I'm a man in a woman's body.
You're not, Leroy. You're a girl.
Oh, my God.
I'm a woman in a man and trapped in... I'm a woman trapped in a...
A woman's body.
And in my thought process, I'm...
No, listen. Hey. You're a woman.
I'm tired.
Both of y'all can be, but listen. It's not that you're a man trapped in a woman's body. It's just you're a woman living in today's society where you're supposed, as a woman, you're supposed to think a certain way. Fuck no. If you get bored with the same penis for a week or two, then there's nothing wrong with that. You're a woman. Move on.
But my thing is, I don't get tired of dick. It's just other things that I get tired of that stops me. The dick is just no longer entertaining no more because of other things.
Thank you.
It's
my situation.
It's like the poom poom is connected to something that I really don't care for no more. So now I don't really care for you. So poof, be gone.
My shit
is when I was 20. When we met, we were out in the streets, out in the club, out in this, running the streets, doing this, that, and the third. Once we started fucking with each other, now you want to stay home and cook. That ain't how we met. You want to play house. That ain't how we met. I'm trying to make this cheese. I want to chase it. We met at Diplomat. I want to go back to the dip. Now you want to hit me up while I'm at the dip, want to know what the hell I'm doing. Man, come to the fucking dip and see.
Right. I see what you're saying. I think it takes growth. More than a little growth. You got to change your entire thought process, your mind, in order to get to that level where you could just stop cheating.
Once y'all evolve together.
Yeah, that has to be togetherness.
This thing about cheating, stop trying to settle down at such a young age, and it won't be this cheating. Be honest with yourself about what it is you like. If you like a little, if you like the fuck, say you like the fuck. You like to do some nasty things, then do them nasty things. And if the shit you like don't involve in being with just one person, do you, boo-boo. But don't try to put yourself in a box and then look outside that box and want other shit. And think you can sneak out the box and do it and then come back to the box. No. If you want to be with this person for a little bit and then be with that person for a little bit, then do that. But don't lie to somebody and say you want to be with them forever. Don't do that. Be honest.
That's one. That's
like
why.
Get all that hoeing out.
That's why when people that, that's why people that get married in their 20s, that's why people that get married in their 20s and early 30s, they don't really halfway make it. And the first rate is very high. But when you get married beyond 40 and 50, we'll know who we are.
Listen, remember that.
Now, I'm going to say this. I'm sorry. I got to say this. Everybody that I know that are married, their husbands are cheating.
Niecy, Sheila, listen to me. Yeah. I'm about had it with your little ass. Every woman you know that's married, you say their husband cheating. Here it goes. Every woman you know that's married, they probably done stepped out too. But the only difference is they pick and choose what they tell you. So
it's not even the women, the wives are telling me. It's what I see when I go out.
And remember this one. Remember this one very carefully. You ain't never seen a cat take a shit, but you will always see a dog take a shit in public. So when you go out, you'll see a dog take a shit, but you ain't gonna see a pussycat. Because a pussycat real careful about the shit they do and how they do it. So before we make that statement about it's always the men, let's lay off of the men. Because in today's society, man, as a matter of fact, the oldest job in our history of this world, this planet. There you go. Pussy bin power. You heard me? Pussy bin power.
Let me ask y'all this. What would you do? I'm assuming mind your business. I think it's cheating. Like, when I come to South Carolina, I'm out and about because I have more fun there because I'm with majority of my friends. So I may go out to a place that nobody goes to, but majority of the times I see people or the spouse, it could be the woman, it could be the man, they're out and they're talking to someone else. That's why I'm like, do you consider that cheating? They could be in someone else's face. I think that's
okay. No.
No.
Go ahead, Shauna.
This conversation. No, because they're just having casual conversation. And I'm from South Carolina, and we're friendly Southern people. Mm. And we just being nice.
Talk to them.
But here,
but what if you're constantly seeing that individual with this other individual?
You need to look the other way, because you're constantly staring at somebody.
If no. I see what she was saying.
I'm conversating with them.
No. But if she sees her mate and she can tell that the female is tall, drinking water, is making me think a certain kind of way.
It ain't her mate she's talking about, Shauna. She's talking about a friend's significant other that she's constantly seeing out in public. Here it goes, Sheila. You're a businesswoman. Ever since I've known you, you've always had a gift of gab. Even when you had a husband, you was always out here pushing, networking, this, that, and the third. Just like how you see somebody and you thinking, damn, I don't see that significant other. You always up in somebody's face. Somebody else can be like, damn, every time I see Sheila, I don't see her husband, but I always see her up in somebody else's face. Sometimes before we say something like that about somebody, we got to take a step back and think about how that shit is when they see us. Because we don't know what the hell they're talking about. You could be talking about money and laughing and smiling. Because if you and I are on the same page and we talk about getting money, and we know what we're talking about is a safe and fail-proof, we smiling while we looking at each other like, boy, we finna get this money. And from the outside looking in, they'd be like, boy, they talking about fucking.
You right. Mm-hmm. You right about that.
We too old to be assuming shit now at this age. When we see shit, that ain't none of our business. Hey, man, I see two people talking. Whatever that else is, I ain't got nothing to do with it, man. I got motherfucking mortgage and dentist braces and some other shit to worry about. I ain't got time to be worrying about other people.
I have never been a very insecure person. So I cannot think on the level of a person that even just bat their eyes. So me, I don't see nothing. That's just always been me. I've never been an insecure person.
I understand completely. I'm not insecure, but I'm here to tell you right now. If you my lady, we out and about, I come meet you someplace, you talking to somebody, cool, hey, how y'all doing? Hey, baby, what's good? Boom. But all that key, and put your hand on the motherfucker's shoulder and all of that, it's going to get both of you.
No. That's no. I already know. I'm not that slow now. No. I know conversation is supposed to be a conversation. No, nobody, no hands. That's a little extra.
So if a man or a woman is constantly doing that when you guys are going out, do you think, I know it's disrespectful, but do you think that's a form of cheating?
What?
No, it's not a form of cheating because the person got to put the other person in place if they don't say anything.
Yeah. That's like if I'm dating one of y'all and we got a crib together. Okay, let's just, me and Shauna, we're a couple. Sheila, you're the girlfriend. You're the longtime friend of Shauna's. Shauna, Sheila comes over with some booty ass spandex shorts with the camel toe, shirt tied in the knot with the belly button showing. You upstairs, I tell you I'm going downstairs to answer the door. You know what Sheila can, she already told you she coming through. Boom, I open the door like, what the fuck? Hey, come on in, boom. You come downstairs, you see it. Do you check off the rip like, hey, what the? Or you just, it's okay.
I'm not insecure.
I didn't ask you if you was.
No, no, I don't say nothing. But settle wet. I have already put out what I will deal with and what I won't deal with.
Okay, so here's another one. We're in a relationship. Sheila and four other girlfriends come over. You're downstairs talking with her. I come downstairs, no shirt, no drawers, sweatpants on. That's it. Is that cool?
Oh, hell no.
I don't understand that. I don't understand.
No. Hell no.
You mean to tell me your man can't come downstairs with no drawers, sweatpants on, no drawers, no shirt. He can't come downstairs like that. But your girlfriend can come over with some spandex booty shorts with damn near the discoloration of the butt cheeks hanging out, camel toe, shirt tied in the knot to the belly button out, and that's okay?
No, first off, all my girlfriends know me. A stranger, you should have said, my girlfriend bringing a stranger over. And then, yes, I will, there will be some words that will be said.
I think some couples are also turned on to that too.
True.
What the LL?
I think some couples are turned on to that. I mean, some people aren't phased that. Just like Shauna was saying, like that wouldn't bother her because she's secure.
But if she's secure, then why would it bother her if her man comes downstairs in some gray sweats with no underwear, no shirt on? She's secure, right?
I mean, she knows better, right? We don't set boundaries, because if he do it, then I'm coming downstairs with my negligee, no bra, and no underwears on. So you coming down, I'm coming right down with you.
Mm. But see, yeah, just like she said, it's a difference. It's somebody on the outside that's doing that. It's not her or him. So if a friend is coming around, she would be more secure about it versus her own man doing it. Like, you should know better.
But to be honest, that I have had some friends that I thought they was friends, but they wasn't secure within themselves, and they tried to come behind me on situation, even though I wasn't with the guy, and they tried to come behind on a situation that was an ex, and it was too cute. That's all I can say.
So they tried to fuck your ex.
Yeah, it was too cute. And it
let me go ahead, Sean.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Let me ask y'all this. This is something I'm pretty sure that somebody out there is thinking about. So if you're in, let's just say you're married or in a relationship, committed relationship, you're serious. Is it cheating if the woman has like a side woman on the side, like a girlfriend on the side?
Yes.
Is that considered cheating?
Yes.
Hold on.
What about you, Kev?
You mean a side girlfriend?
With another woman?
Yes. Yes.
They don't even have to be a side. Well, if you mess with them, it's a side.
Yes. Person. It's still cheating.
So, Shauna, you think that's cheating? Kevin, you think that's cheating?
What do you think that? I mean, how do you feel about that?
I don't think it's as serious as being with a man.
You know what? No. Go sit your ass in the corner while I answer this question.
Oh, gosh.
No.
Yeah, that's
because I've seen people
playing out here with a full fudge dyke. You want to know if that's cheating tonight? Stop.
Hey, maybe there's someone in the audience want to know.
So what? Stop playing, man.
Maybe somebody wants to know. That's not my situation. I'm just
I've seen in real life with
you got these,
three couples, three people in a relationship.
It's fine with that. Some men are fine with that. They're like, nah, as long as it's not a man, you good. You go mess with a woman.
Yeah, until he find out that dyke got an old 16-inch dildo he hitting his old lady with.
That don't compare to what that man got.
Trust me. I've seen women leave they man, their husband, for that other woman. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Jody is not a man. Wow. Jody is somebody. And somebody
it's emotional. Once emotions, there are emotions. When that kicks in, sex don't need to be there. It's the emotions that they're connected. That's cheating.
Sleep on these dykes if you want to.
What about bringing a third person in the bedroom?
Third person, even the worst.
Cheating?
Yes, because I've seen a person do the threesome and another person said, even though they didn't want to do the threesome, they fell in love with the person that commenced the
relationship. Oh my God.
The third person.
Would you and your husband entertain a female in your bedroom?
No.
I wouldn't, because if I'm married to somebody, we could do that when we're like dating, but I'm not sharing my husband.
It still should make no difference, even in a relationship. because things.
My husband to me is private
property. If a girlfriend allows, truth be told, if a girlfriend allows that to happen while we're dating, she damn sure ain't wifey material.
Right. That's why I'm like, we could do that while we're dating, and I have no intentions
of
marrying
you.
Because I don't want my I want my husband and myself.
That ain't wifey material right there. Mm-mm.
Right.
I see me and lose out doing that. Mm-hmm. And the one and they woman left them.
They deserve that shit. Being greedy. It's
well, that's what I'm saying. If somebody wants that, just go mess with the woman, but make sure your husband know. I mean, if they tired of the man,
but it is usually the man ideal to say, let's do a threesome. And the woman said, no, 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 no. And it backfires on him. Trust me, I can go on plenty of stories on that.
I wouldn't even say somebody I'm dating. I would say it has to be like a boyfriend.
I messed with a young lady who surprised me like that. She was just straight off the chain. Like she was a hell of a person to date. She wasn't girlfriend material, and she was nowhere near wifey material. She was gangster. I mean, she was a life for the party type of shit.
Damn, you're describing me. Go ahead.
She was nothing near, nowhere near to be. If you had any type of street sense of yourself, and she dropped jewels during conversations, during dinner dates, that this ain't wifey material stuff. This right here is some fun. You know what I'm saying? That's what I think. Yeah, it's seasonal. You know what I'm saying? This is right. For the summer, baby. After this, I'm being. Listen, hey, because listen, Sheila, I'm being completely honest. If we sit back and think about all the failed relationships we've had, these relationships were only meant
because of that dumb shit,
and not just that. These relationships were only meant to be seasonal. But we try to prolong the shit. You know what I'm saying? I met you in the summer. We're doing summer shit. Now we trying to rock this summer shit in the winter. No, we're not dressed for this. And that's why we're going through some real shaky shit. Because this was a summer thing. And now we trying to stick together in the winter. Nah, man. Let that shit go. It's like I was saying earlier. There's nothing wrong with it. If you only want to deal with a dude for a certain amount of time and then let him go and keep it pushing and deal with somebody else. We're so caught up in what people are going to say, what the title's going to be. Man, fuck that. Do you be happy? Because at the end of the day, there's nobody else can be happy for you but you.
I think people, they get in those types of situations and then they look forward to marriage. And that's where you mess up at. It's like, just like you said, if it's the type of relationship where you know that you're just going to have fun, I would just keep it on that level. I would not look for marriage from this
person. I remember.
I would just keep having my fun with that.
I remember as a young man, I got some advice from an older male in the family. And at the time, I thought that was some good advice. And I was like, as I got older, I was like, that's the dumbest fucking advice ever. Said, hey, don't you go making the best dick sucker your girlfriend.
Don't do what?
Don't make one of the best dick suckers your girlfriend. Don't do that. Because I was like, yeah, because that means.
You're going to have to break that
damn
down.
Damn it, Sheila. You're going to stop acting like you went to a private school, man.
I enjoy drinking my cold water. Let me drink some more of my water.
Drink your water, Nene. Drink your water. So
okay, wait. Say that.
Don't
again.
Go making the best dick sucker your girlfriend, or like some of the older cats would say, don't go marrying the best dick sucker. Now.
But don't you want somebody like that?
Yeah.
That do it to you. All
but
the
listen,
time?
listen. Here it goes. When the shit really good, this is what men think. I'm just being real with you. If you get on the man's mic and you just like, I'll be like, God damn, help me, baby, black Jesus. why is this shit so good? No. And now we done, you done got in the car and left. I'm going somewhere else. I'm in the car like, how many fucking dicks did she suck to learn that goddamn trick? That shit too good.
But that's, no, but you know how I learned? By watching.
No, but we don't know that. Listen to me. I'm telling you what myth.
Well, they better explain. Y'all better start asking.
Damn it. I'm telling you to listen. And this is what, you know, this is what the mold coons be like. She wasn't born like that, boy. I tell you that.
If it's good, I thought we need to lock it down. So what? That's not true. We shouldn't be locking it down if it's good.
Listen, some people are locking it down when it's good. Some people be scared of it when it's good. Like when shit too good. Oh my God.
So you'd rather train somebody?
No, he's saying too good. They scared of him because he don't want to be whipped.
That's what I'm thinking. Whip, but what's wrong with being whipped?
What?
What's wrong do stupid shit?
What's wrong with smoking crack? Really?
I see nothing wrong with being whipped.
No,
let me see you smoke.
You do stupid shit. Stupid shit.
The same shit you do on crack. Mm. That's what happened.
But shit, we gotta be sorry at first or some shit, and then when
you don't want to be whipped.
2 years down the line,
you don't want to be whipped.
No.
Become a freak. Listen.
No, it ain't no freak. You do stupid shit.
Listen, here it goes. No, we don't want you to be sorry. No. I said to you at the beginning of this conversation when I was younger, in my 20s, I was on some shit like, can't be that damn good, because if it's that good, that motherfucker done been ran through. No. No. I ain't trying to find out you got cavities in your mouth neither. Fuck no. So at this stage in life, I'm liking some good shit. Yeah. Give me a woman with 3 and 4 kids. Yeah. You ain't no stranger to this thing. You know what time it is. You know what to do with this mic. Here we go. Now it's a dance.
Well, I had to learn by watching porn. So I didn't know what I was doing at first. So
I was a natural.
Sweet to the baby black Jesus.
And her name was Pinky. I learned from Pinky. And somebody made me learn. So
I was a natural.
But how? Like, did you suck on a banana or a cucumber?
Or a dick?
Hey, there are people that play sports and they was a natural. I was a natural.
That's true.
I'm not even going to question that. I'm going to take your word for that.
Mm-hmm. So you think that could be some of the reasons why people cheat, because they are getting it better elsewhere? I mean, I think that could be.
There could be a million and one reasons, and we got to leave. We haven't mentioned the number one reason. People cheat because some motherfuckers are just greedy, just straight fucking greedy.
Thank you.
And sometimes we ignore all the red flags that let us know that motherfucker ain't to be trusted, but we try to find the good in people.
Would you leave your wife or spouse if you found out they were cheating?
Man, I'm going out like that. I'm going out like that white boy in Eminem video. That bitch in the trunk.
Oh my God.
You know what? But let's add, if we was millionaires. Because millionaire people with money, they on another whole brand new level.
What make you think that? Because they have access to the
they just don't give a, they just or... don't care. They don't care if you come or go.
Hey, Shonda, that ain't millionaires. That's your damn grand uncle and grand aunt. They got separate beds in the damn same room. The motherfucker don't care about you. I mean, they don't care about what you do. One of them got a little side piece out in Arwindaw, and she got her something out in Orangeburg, and they make sure they don't bump in heads. They together for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all that for the kids, but they don't really fuck with each other.
I never call Hollywood, I call it Holly Weird.
at the end of the day, man, everybody's human. People going to do some shit. It's only when you hit rock bottom and you done had your motherfucking feelings hurt and you done hurt a bunch of feelings, that's when you like, you done with the fuckery. You done with the bullshit. I'm going to go ahead and ride this out on the front porch with this one right here. You know what I'm saying? To some who, I'm going to smoke my little reefer, do my little thing, and I'm going to do it with Shorty. But then there's other motherfuckers who 50 and 60 years old.
Nope.
Okay. I just heard the beep, Sal. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. I think we lost them. But before I bring him back on, I hope I have some men out there listening, because I have something to say. Men, if your women stop having sex with you, it's a reason why.
And I did that.
And please pay attention to these women when they tell you that, you know, maybe we need to talk. I don't think this is working out. Those are signs that they want to move on. So y'all need to start paying that attention.
True.
And just stop letting it go in one ear and out the other and just making it seem like, oh, well, she ain't going nowhere. When a woman is fed up.
We don't cook. We don't sex them. We don't nothing.
Man, ain't nothing. And that's a true saying. Nothing you can do about it. Nothing you can do about it. So men, y'all better pay close attention. And I mean, women, I think we just have natural instincts. So we know.
We set up from 1920, 30, the traditional. So
we know.
When I quit cooking and I quit sexing you, I ain't even making up excuses that I have a headache.
Right. It's just a wrap. It's over with. Like, it's done. Like, when me and my husband was done, I told him, like, more than once, like, yo, I want out this marriage. It's just, we're not going anywhere. We're just stagnant. Like, we're not even going to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
So, men, you guys better start paying attention to that mess. Man, I'm telling you, pay attention to it, because that woman is trying to tell you something. She's trying to tell you that it's over.
And
she could possibly be with somebody else.
And you know what? And even though you was married and I was married, and the person said, Shauna, I want to marry you. I said, nigga, there are several niggas want to marry me. And you think you the prize? And that's it. Trust me, I could have been married 10 times over and still got niggas that still want to marry me.
Right. And that's going to be another episode that I'm going to have. We're just going to strictly talk about marriage, you know, what's up with divorcing. And have you ever been married?
No, I walked away from two engagement and been proposed too many times.
Okay. Well, then I want you definitely to be on another podcast I have upcoming soon. Like, you know, we're just going to be talking to single women and kind of talk about the dating scene and whatnot. So I definitely want to have you on that podcast. And Kevin is gone, so we're going to end this podcast. And again, we had Shauna with us today.
Thank you.
And thanks for being a part of our show. I also want to let you guys know that Shauna is our creative director, so she will be giving us some insights on what type of shows that we need to have in the future.
Because I have lived that life. I'm a woman trapped, whatever you want to call a man body.
I see what you say. Kevin said we're a woman trapped in a,
yeah.
No, we're a man trapped in a woman's body. Okay, that's how he said it. But I know exactly what you mean, because we have that type of man thinking.
I have that mentality, and I'm a man's worst nightmare.
Right. I see exactly what you're saying. But y'all, we're going to get up out of here. Please, y'all need to subscribe to our podcast. Let's Talk About It with Sheila Lightford. I have my co-host, Kevin Ravenel, my other co-host. She is out of town this weekend, so she couldn't make it. That is Lenore Pryor. I want you guys to meet my creative director, Shauna Neal. So please subscribe to this podcast. Give us some feedback and, tell us how you like the show, what you guys want to hear in the future. And again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Shauna, for coming.
Y'all will see me. You might not like what I have to say, but it's the truth.
And we want that. We want real. We want that. We definitely want that. All right. Well, you guys have a good night. Peace out.
Same to you. Good night.
All right. Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.